shine, or what we call the compassion to all the sentient beings, arise to you. And then in the other hand, what we call the loving kindness to the all the sentient beings. So, and then we develop that loving kindness and compassion, and then we can generate the thoughts of the great capacity person, thoughts of the bodhisattva who cherish more to all the sentient beings. Therefore, the great master said that
generate
7 years, 8 years old children. They cannot send them to the university. They cannot send them to the college. So at the beginning, the mother has an intention to send them to the university, send them to the college, to be a great person. So for the purpose of that, when they are child, and then the dear mother and father, they take care of the children for the wrong purpose. So, and after that, they give the other foods and clothes and so on, however the mother cares them, right? For example, the birds. At the beginning, the bird's mother, the eagle mother, the mother of the eagle, cannot let the eagle to fly. They give birth on the high rocky mountain. They keep their egg, and then when the chicks come, and then the eagle feeds the chicks. Eagle feeds the chicks. They try to find the food for the chicks, and then when chicks growing up, then they try to fly. They try to fly from the high rock. When they grow their wings power, then the eagle mother wants to fly from that high mountain. Then the eagle, the chick, it grows up their wings, and then they start to fly. Then they fly high in the sky. Then the other bird cannot fly. Sometimes the birds like they crawl, and then other birds they want to competition with the eagle. When eagle fly high, then but they cannot fly. So like that example, as when the beginning at the time when the master talking about the subject of the bodhicitta, the altruistic intentions, the cherishing for the order, then it's not fixed to us when we are initial level. Therefore, they develop and give the education of the initial level, and then medium, and then leads to the Mahayana level. So in this way, the motivation also very important at the beginning. Motivation in order to attain the Supreme Enlightenment for the benefit all the sentences, if you have such a wonderful motivation, then how long you have listened to Dharma, how long your prostrations in front of the Shakyamuni Buddhas or your gurus or the high-level persons, and then those are supposed to go to the Mahayana practice. Therefore, it says that when you cultivate the crop, in ancient times, we cultivate crop by the materials, and then first we have to sharpen it. And once we sharpen it, then it's easy to cut the rice farms and so on. So, like that example, the great master said that first we have to try to generate the altruistic intention. The bodhicitta, the intention for all sentient beings. Once we have generated that, then we can cultivate the large amount of the field, rice field or crops field and so on. So like that example, once someone generated the bodhicitta, then they can cultivate a large amount of the merits. They can abandon the large amount of the negative actions. For this purpose, the bodhicitta is a really great so last time I taught you about the subject of the Lamyn subject about the what we call the in Lamyn what we call the guru devotion, which is very difficult to arise, which is very important. Because of that, the guru devotion is the root of the path. Because of that, it is important. We have to carry it. It's not easy to arise because knowledge, then you enjoy. Oh, really? I heard. Like that. You are very enjoyed to that someone express our knowledge and quality, and you enjoy to cover our mistakes. Yeah. So, this as I just give the examples, and in Guru Devotion also it says that sometimes we didn't see the qualities of the masters even they had. So, however, we have to understand and see the qualities of those great masters. yerde buradaki yani direkt cevap bizim soru bak. Ben desem mi? Yon sözü yine sanki etten bayımız geri. Siz işe bak dünya sanki etten ne de yon sözü. Ben desem mi? Yon sözü yüz. Yani şimdi o sözü konan dinanlar. Şunu yorlar. Sözü aranca desem mi? Düğü koğuyor bak yüz. Sanki etten ne de yüz. Siz işe dinanlar. Şunu yorlar. Yani çöpün gibi şu yon sözü bak dünya. O dünya. Yani asa. Kamiye ben aranca da uydun dedi. Yani senin kudu adam. Senin konu konu. Yani konulak bir sözü. Şunu da yin bak. Therefore, Shakyamuni Buddha is a common advice to us, right? Very common. We have listened many times from the Falling Buddha Lama and all the spiritual masters in this world, the Buddhist masters, who quite often refers to the verses of the Shakyamuni Buddha that do not do the negative action. They do the positive action. Subdue your mind. This is the Buddha diet. So in this verse, Shakyamuni Buddha said that subdue your mind. There's a reason he said that subdue your mind, control your mind. Because we need the happiness too. We don't want the suffering. We have to abandon the suffering. We need the more happiness. Therefore, in order to receive the more happiness, we have to subdue our mind. On the other hand, if we analyze and check in where our suffering comes from, what is the root of the suffering, what we experience, then we can discover that this mind, dominated by those mental afflictions, those of death, we experience the suffering. So, however, in this Shakyamuni Buddha's advice, in the one verse, it says directly that subdue your mind. And in the other hand, as Shakyamuni Buddha has told, whether we cease or not, Shakyamuni Buddha told the 84,000 sticks of the teachings, 84,000 of the teachings, those 21,000 of his teachings, to subdue our attachment. 21,000 of Shakyamuni Buddha's told us in order to subdue our anger, and 21,000 of the Shakyamuni Buddha's the collections of the teachings in order to subdue our ignorance and all the rest for our all those attachments. So, however, Buddha Shakyamuni has told a large amount of the teachings, brief amount of the teachings, medium of the teachings, those of that subdue our mind. That's true. Shakyamuni Buddha generated the Bodhicitta in order to benefit others. When he became an enlightened being, he taught us in order to subdue our minds. So today I talk about a little bit about the three levels of the intention or the motivation. The motivation for the initial level persons, the motivation for the medium persons, and then the motivation for the great living beings or the person, which is what we call the motivation of the bodhicitta. And then the guru devotions, a little bit about the guru, which is the root of the knowledge of all paths. Therefore, it says, able to do it Dharma. I certainly do the practice because my death is certain. After death, I don't want to experience the suffering. Therefore, to do Dharma is definite. I definitely to do the Dharma. And then when we contemplate and thinking about the time of death is uncertain. Not specific time. It comes to the time of death comes to the young the Dharma. We just appreciate Prince Gyaltsen will come.